Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his...
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 6th of March, 2017. It is Monday. It is a Shabbat day. Shalom Shabbat to all of you. We are in the book of Yirmiyahu, which is Jeremiah in English. And we will be starting in chapter 47 today. Clear the pipes here. And in verse 1 through 7 of chapter 47, there's lots of references. You can reference Isaiah 14, 29 through 31, the book of Ezekiel 25, verses 15 through 17, the book of Joel, chapter 3, verses 4 through 8, and the book of Amos, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, pardon me, verses 4 through 7, and Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 5 through 7. This book is just loaded with everything, a lot of prophecy. Yahweh speaks a lot in this book, so these are the words that were given to Jeremiah to speak and prophesy against certain nations. I've got a little bronchial problem this evening. I've been trying to hold off on recording, but it's not all that bad. I'll get through. It'll get better as I speak. Let's start in verse 1 of chapter 47. The word of Yahweh that came to Yirmiyahu the prophet toward the Pelishtim, those are the Philistines, before Pharaoh smote Azah, which is Pharaoh, and what is now known as Gaza. And verse 2 is Yahweh speaking. I need to get something down off the shelf. There we are. Yahweh is speaking here. Thus says Yahweh. Pardon me. Behold, waters rise up from the north. Now, waters is used as a figure of speech for people. And shall be an overflowing torrent, and shall overflow the land. In other words, there's going to be a great invasion from the north. And all that is in it, the city and those that dwell in it, then shall cry Adam, and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl. 3, 2, 1, 3. Notice the difference between Adam and the inhabitants of the land. There were a lot of non-Adamics in the area. Verse 3, from the noise of the stamping of the hooves, that's of chariots, of his mighty horses, from the rumbling of his chariots and the rumbling of his wheels, the fathers shall look back to their children from feebleness of hands. Now, they're just not going to have the strength to fight these people. Verse 4, upon the day that comes to spoil 7703, all the Pelishtim, and cut off from Sor and Zidon every helper that survives. For Yahweh will spoil the Pelishtim, the remnant of the coastlands of Kaphtor. 3731. Now that equals Crete. Okay, a lot of modern names for ancient cities. Verse 5, and you can reference verse 5 in Deuteronomy 14:1, and that concerns pagan practices. Let me clear my throat here a minute. Baldness, 7144, that's shaving the head in mourning for the dead, and that is a pagan practice, is come upon Aza, which is now known as Gaza. Ashkelon, 831, is cut off. Remnant of the valley, how long will you cut yourself? 4413. And that is cut yourself for the dead. That's a pagan practice. Verse 6. Ah, sword of Yahweh, how long will you not be quiet? Gather yourself into your scabbard, rest and be still. Verse 7. How can it be quiet? As Yahweh has commanded it against Ashkelon and against the seashore, there he has appointed it. So he's going to wreak vengeance on those seafaring pagans that had bothered Israel. There's going to be vengeance on them. Yes, yeah, so you have to pardon me. I've got a lung full this evening. I don't know why. But I'm coughing a lot. You have to bear with me. Here's chapter 48. And chapters 1 through 47, which is pretty much the whole the whole chapter, if I'm right. Yeah, that's the whole chapter. You can reference Isaiah 15. Verses 1 through 16 and 14 chapter 25 10 through 12, Ezekiel 25 8 through 11, Amos 2 verses 1 through 3, and Zephaniah 2 verses 8 through 11. Now this is against Moab, what was left of them. Verse 1. Against Moab, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohei Israel, it means the God of Israel. Woe to Nebo, 5015, because it is spoiled. Kiriathaim, 7156, is put to shame and captured. Misgab, 4869, is withered and dismayed. Verse 2. No more praise of Moab and Cheshbon, 2809, they have devised evil against it. Come, let us cut it off from being a nation. Also you shall be silenced, 1826, madman, 4086, the sword shall pursue after you. 4086, Madman is the name of a city. Not Madman, Madman. And that's an unknown location in Moab. Verse 3. A voice of crying from Choronaim, 2773. spoiling and great destruction. Verse 4, Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused to be heard a cry. Her children are crying. Verse 5, because in the ascent of Lukith, 3872, continual weeping shall ascend. For in the descent, O Coronaim, the enemies, 6862, have heard a cry of destruction. Verse 6. Flee, 5127, in other words, rise up, save your lives, and be like the arper, 6176, in the wilderness. Now, the arper is an unknown plant. We don't know what that is. Verse 7. For because you have trusted in your works and in your treasures, you shall also be captured. And Chemosh, 3645, that was the pagan deity of Moab, shall go forth into exile, 1473, with his priests and his attendants together. So he was going to punish their pagan god. He was going to destroy it. Verse 8, and the spoiler shall come to every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be devastated, as spoke Yahweh. Verse 9, give to Moab, for it may flee and go forth, Tetzeh. 6731 is dubious here. It can mean wing feathers or signposts. So it's an odd, we don't know why it's in this verse. For the cities of it shall be waste from none dwelling in them. Verse 10. Cursed is he that does the work of Yahweh deceitfully. In other words, do it right out in the open. Don't be deceitful about it. And cursed is he that keeps back, 4513, his sword from blood. In other words, if Yahweh commands you to fight and kill, you must fight and kill. Because it's a commandment. Verse 11. Moab has been at ease, 7599, from his youth, 5271. And he is undisturbed, 8252, to his dregs, 8104. And that's sediment at the bottom of a wine bottle. And has not been emptied, 7324, from vessel to vessel. Neither has he gone into exile, 1473, therefore his taste, 2940, remains in him, and his scent, 7381, is not changed, 4171. He's comparing Moab to a bottle of wine. Verse 12, therefore, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh, that I will send to him tippers, 6808, that shall cause him to tip over, and shall empty his vessels, and break, 5310, their bottles, 5035, they will tip up. The bottles. Verse 13. And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, that's their pagan god, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. 4009. Now Bethel is where they put those golden calves against Yahweh. verse 14. How say you, we are mighty and strong men for battle? They're not. Verse 15. Moab is spoiled and gone up from its cities, and its choice young men are gone forth to slaughter, declares the king, capital K, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. Ah, there we go. Tells you who the king is, doesn't it? Verse 16. The calamity, 3:4:3, of Moab is near to come, 7:1:3:8. And his affliction, 7:4:5:1, hastens, 4:1:1:6, fast, 3:9:9:6. Verse 17, all that are around him lament him, 51:10. And all that know his name say, how is the strong staff broken, the beautiful rod. That was a symbol of royalty and authority. Verse 18, your daughter that inhabits Dibon, 1769, come forth from your glory, 3:5:1:9, and sit in thirst, 6:7:7:2, for the spoiler of Moab shall rise up over you and shall destroy your strongholds. That's 4:0:1:3. He's really giving a pronouncement against Moab. Verse 19, stand by the way and watch, inhabitant of Aroer, 6:1:7:7. Ask he that flees and she that escapes, saying, what is done? Verse 20, Moab is put to shame because it is broken down. Howl and cry, tell it in Arnon that Moab is spoiled. Verse 21, judgment has come upon the land of the plains, upon Kolon, 2:4:7:3, and upon Yatzah, 3:0:9:6, and upon Mephaoth, 4:1:5:8, and upon Dibon, 1769, and upon Nebo, 5:0:1:5, and upon Beth Diblathaim, 1:0:1:5, and upon Kiriathaim, 7:1:5:6, and upon Beth Gamul, 1:0:1:4, and upon Beth Maon, 1:0:1:0, and upon Kiriath, 7:1:5:2, and upon Batra, 1:2:2:4. And upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. Those were all cities of Moab. Got a drink of water, clear up a little here. Verse 25. Now, in this verse, horn and arm are symbols of power. The horn, 7:1:6:1, of Moab is cut off, and his arm, 2:2:2:0, is broken, 7:6:6:5, declares Yahweh. Verse 26, make him drunken, 7:9:3:7, for he magnified, 14:31, himself against Yahweh. Moab shall also wallow, 5:6:0:6, just like a drunk, in his vomit, 6:8:9:2, and he shall also be in derision, 7:8:1:4. Let's stop here for a minute. They're using he and Moab in a singular form to describe an entire nation of people. Because the Moabites made a comeback. after they were virtually wiped out. And they re-inhabited their old land, and now they're going to be destroyed. They were not much of a people. There was only a scant remnant after all of this. Verse 27, for was not Israel a derision to you? In other words, they laughed at Israel. Was he found among thieves? 1590, he, as speaking of Israel, that's a singular form used in a metaphorical sense. Because as often as you spoke of him, you shook yourselves. 51:10. Verse 28. Abandon the cities and dwell in the cliffs, you who dwell in Moab, and be like the dove, 31:23, that makes her nest, 7077, in the sides, 5676, of the cave's mouth, 6354, and 5553, in the cliffs, these are as caves, excavated in the cliff faces. And then they'd pile stones up in the entrance and make a doorway, and they would live in these caves. And they were up high, and they could throw rocks at anybody who was coming up at them, and it was a good defensive position. Verse 29, we have heard the pride of Moab exceedingly. Proud, lofty, arrogant, his pride, and the haughtiness of his heart. Verse 30, I know, declares Yahweh, his wrath, 5678, but it shall not be so. His empty talkers, 907, and those are Badev, and those are as lying false prophets. His empty talkers shall not so effect it. Verse 31. Therefore, I will howl, 3213, for Moab, and I will cry out, 2199, for all Moab, for the men of Kir Keres, 7025, I shall moan, 1897. Verse 32, as the weeping, 1058, of Yahazar, 3270, I shall weep, 1065, for you. Vine, 1612, of Sibma, 7643, your branches, 5189, have passed over the sea, even to the sea of Yahazar, they reach. Upon you, summer fruits, 7019, and upon your vintage, 1212, the spoiler has fallen. In other words, they're going to lose their crops. Just, it's going to be bad. Taken, 622, is joy, 8057, and rejoicing, 1524, from the garden land, that's Carmel, 3759, and from the land of Moab. They took all the joy and rejoicing out of there. And the wine from the wine presses I have caused to fail, 7673. There's no joy over the grape harvest, 1959. No treading, 1869, with shouting, 1959. That's where shouts of joy over a grape harvest, where they were treading the grapes. Their shouting is no shouting. Here's verse 34, and you can reference Isaiah chapter 15, verse 6. Let me get another drink of water here. Oh, yes. Verse 34, from the cry of Heshbon to Elielah, 500, unto Yahatz, 3096. They have given voice from Soar, 6820, to Coronaim, 2773, Egloth Shelishiah, and that's 5697 combined with 7992. For also the waters of Nimrim, 5249, shall be devastated. 4923 is going to dry up springs. Hard times are coming for Moab. Verse 35. Moreover, I will cause to cease, 7673, in Moab, declares Yahweh, he that offers, 5927, as causes smoke to ascend, in the high places, 1116, those were places of pagan worships, and he that burns incense, 6999, to Elohev, that's his gods, those are pagan gods. He's going to smash them down. Verse 36, upon this shall my heart thrill, 1993, for Moab like flutes, 2485, and my heart shall thrill like flutes for the men of Kir Keres, over that the riches he had made are perished. They're going to wipe out everything they had. These are, verse 37, these are all pagan practices in reference Deuteronomy 14:1. For every head shall be bald, they'd shave all the hair off the top of their head, and every beard diminished, 1639, they cut their beard off, that's pagan. Upon all the hands shall be cuttings, they cut themselves in mourning, that's pagan. And upon all the loins, sackcloth. Here's verse 38, and you can reference Hosea, chapter 8, verse 8. Upon all the housetops, 4553, of Moab, and in all the streets, 7339, of it, Lamentations, 4553. For I have broken Moab like a vessel that is not pleasing, 2656, declares Yahweh. In other words, a piece of pottery that just ugly, you just smash it. Well, that's what he did. Verse 39, they shall howl, how is it broken down, 2865? How has Moab turned the back with shame? So shall Moab be a derision and a terror to all those around him. Really going to be bad for Moab. Verse 40. For thus says Yahweh. You see, almost all of this is Yahweh speaking. Behold, he shall fly swiftly, that's 1675, as an eagle, 5404, and shall spread, 6566, his wings, 3671, over Moab. Who's he? The avenging angel of Yahweh. Verse 41, captured, 3920, is Kerioth. All right, Kerioth, remember that name? Judas Iscariot, it is Yehuda Ish Kerioth. Judah, if you want to call it that, man of Kerioth, that ties to the New Testament. That's the one that betrayed Yeshua. And he's from Kerioth in the land of Moab. And the strongholds, 4679, are seized, 8610, and shall become the hearts of the mighty men that day as the heart of a woman in birth pangs, 6887. They're just going to twist and writhe and cry. Verse 42, Moab shall be annihilated, that's 8045, from being a people. For he magnified himself over Yahweh. Magnified is 1431. Going to wipe them out. That's the end of Moab as a people. Verse 43. Oh, they were scattered around. There was a few of them left, but as a nation, they're done. Verse 43. Fear, 6343, and the pit, 6354, and the snare, 6341, shall be upon you, inhabitant of Moab, declares Yahweh. Verse 44. He that flees, 5211, from the presence of fear shall fall into the pit. And he that rises from the pit shall be caught, 3920, in the snare. Because I will bring upon it, to Moab, the year of their visitation of punishment, declares Yahweh. Verse 45. In the shadow, 6738, of Keshbon stood from the force those that fled. But fire shall go forth from Keshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon. He used to be the king of the Amori, the Amorites. They had a city named after him. And shall devour the corner, 6285, of Moab, and the crown of the head, 6936, of the tumultuous, 7588, children. Now here's why, in verse 46, woe to you, Moab, the people of Chemosh perish. Those are the people that worshipped a false god. For your sons are taken captive, 7628, and your daughters captive, 7633. Verse 47, yet I will return the captivity, in other words, he's going to bring some of them back to their land, the ones that lived through it, in the latter days, declares Yahweh, thus far is the judgment of Moab. Now, Chemosh was a false deity, but it was also the name of an ancestral king of Moab. And perhaps he became deified, but this is not certain. This occurred with the Norse, who deified King Odin, who was a real man, and of Israel. But they fell into ancestor worship and fell into error. Well, we got a long chapter here. I think I have enough time to do chapter 49. If not, I'll make a note and we'll finish it up tomorrow. This is chapter 49. Of the children of Ammon, 5983, thus says Yahweh, the Ammonites. You can reference verses 1 through 6 in Ezekiel 21, verses 28 through 32, and verse chapter 25, verses 1 through 7. The book of Amos, chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. And the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Verse 1, of the children of Ammon, thus says Yahweh, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Molochim, 4428, that was the name of their false god, dispossess, 3423, Gad, 1410, that's the tribe of Gad, and his people dwell in the cities. They ran them out of the countryside and they all gathered up into the cities. Verse 2, therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will cause to be heard in Rabbah, 7237, of the children of Ammon, an alarm, 8643, of war, 4421, and it shall become a desolate, 8077, mound, 8510, and her daughters, 1323, those are the towns that surround Rabbah, like suburbs, shall be burned with fire. Then shall Israel dispossess them that were his dispossessors, declared Yahweh. In other words, the tribe of Gad is going to overthrow them. Verse 3, howl, Keshbon, because I, 5857, is spoiled. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird you with sackcloth, lament and run to and fro by the hedges, because Malcolm shall go into exile, and his priest and attendants together. That's the same, just like verse 48:7, with Chemosh of Moab. He's going to do the same thing to their false god. Verse 4, why do you boast in the valley, your flowing valley, apostate daughter? In other words, pagan idol worshiper. Trusting in her treasures, saying, who shall come to me? Well, Yahweh's going to come to you. Verse 5. Behold, I will bring a fear upon you, declares the Lord Yahweh of hosts, from all those surrounding you, and you shall be thrust out, each man before them, and none shall gather up those that wander. Verse 6. And after that, I will return the captivity, 7622, of the children of Ammon. He's going to repopulate just a small portion. Verse 7. Of Edom, 1, 2, 3, thus says Yahweh of hosts, is there no more wisdom in Teman? That's a city named after one of the dukes. Has perished counsel from the prudent? Has vanished their wisdom? Flee, turn back, make deep your dwellings, inhabitants of Dedan. That's a city in Edom. For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him at the time I visit punishment. Verse 9. If grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave gleaning grapes? You can read all of this in Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 5. If thieves by night, they will destroy enough for their needs. Verse 10, but I have made bare Esau. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his kinsmen and his neighbors, and he is not. Verse 11, abandon your fatherless children. I will preserve them alive and let your widows trust in me. Verse 12. For thus says Yahweh, behold, those that the judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunken. And you are he that shall completely go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it. Verse 13. For I have sworn by myself, declares Yahweh, that Bochra shall become an appallment, a reproach, a desolation, and a curse, and all the towns of it shall become perpetual ruins. Verse 14. This is all against the Edomites. Hear the report from Yahweh, and an ambassador to the nation send, saying, gather together and come against her and rise up to battle. In other words, he's going to sick everybody on him. He's going to have everybody attack him. Verse 15, for lo, I will make you small among the nations and despised among Adam. Notice Adam 120. The Adamite race. Drink of water. The horror of you has deceived you. And the pride of your heart, you who dwell in the concealment of the cliffs. That's where the Edomites dwell. They were cave dwellers. That hold the height of the hill. If you make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, declares Yahweh. Verse 17. Also Edom shall be an appallment. All that pass through shall be appalled and shall hiss over all the plagues of it. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, reference Genesis 19, verses 24 and 25, and the neighbors of it, says Yahweh, no man shall abide there, neither shall a son of Adam, again, difference in race, dwell in it. Verse 19, behold, he shall come up like a lion from the pride of the Jordan to the habitation of the strong, but I will suddenly make him run away from upon her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? Because who is like me? Who will appoint me the time? Who is that shepherd that will stand before me in opposition? Verse 20. Therefore hear the plan of Yahweh that he has planned toward Edom, and his purposes that he has planned toward the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall be dragged off. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate upon them. From the noise of their fall, the land is shaken. At their cry, in the sea of reeds was heard the noise of it, far away. Verse 22, behold, he shall come up and fly swiftly as the eagle and spread his wings over Bochra. And at that day shall the heart of the mighty men of Edom be as the heart of a woman in her birth pangs. He's bringing them down today, and they're panicking. They're censoring all these sites and bringing all these sites on the internet down that are telling the truth. They're scared. They're running scared, and it's going to get worse and worse for them. Now, here's starting in verse 23 is concerning Damascus, that is Damascus in what is now known as Syria. And chapter 49, verses 23 to 27, you can reference Isaiah 17, chapters 1 through 3, Amos chapter 1, verse 5, and Zechariah chapter 9, verse 1. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is ashamed and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings. They are melted away. Anxiety is on the sea. It is not able to be quiet. Verse 24. Damascus has grown feeble and turns herself to flee. And fear has seized her, anguish and sorrows have taken hold of her as a woman giving birth. Crying and screaming, basically. How is not abandoned the city of praise, the city of joy? Verse 26, therefore her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be silenced, 1826, in that day. Verse 27, and I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. He was the king of Aram. Okay. Verse 28. He's prophesying against all these other nations that have bothered Israel. So Yahweh's not only going to punish Israel, he's going to put the slammer on all these other people. Verse 28, concerning Kedar and concerning the kingdoms of Katzor, that shall smite Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, thus says Yahweh. See, Nebuchadrezzar was going to just take over the whole area. And then later on, Yahweh was going to destroy him. He uses him as tools. Thus says Yahweh, arise, go up to Kedar and spoil the children of the east. 6:9-4. That's Kedem. Verse 29, their tents and their flocks they shall take away. They shall take for themselves their curtains. 3:4-7. And all their vessels and their camels. 15:81. And they shall cry to them, fear from all around. 5:4-9. Verse 30, flee, 5:1-7, flee, 5:1-10, far off, 3:9-6:6, dwell deep, 6:9, inhabitants of Katzor, declares Yahweh. For Nebuchadrezzar has planned a plan upon you and has conceived a purpose upon you. Verse 31, arise, get you up to the nation of wealth, 7:9-6:1, that dwells securely, 9:83, declares Yahweh, that have neither gates nor bars, that dwell alone, 9:10. Verse 32, and their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their livestock a spoil. And I will scatter into all the winds those that are cut off the hair of their temples. That's a pagan practice, shaving the sides of your heads and leaving just a hair on the top. That's a pagan hairstyle. And will bring their calamity from all around them, declares Yahweh. Verse 33, and Katzor shall be a lair, 4:5-8:3, for jackals, 8:5-7:7, and a desolation, 8:0:7:7, until everlasting. There shall no man abide there, okay, that's 3:7:6-ish, nor son of Adam, 1:20, dwell in it. So no non-Adamics or Adamics will dwell in it. Again, separating the races verbally. Verse 34. The word of Yahweh which came to Yirmiyahu the prophet toward Elam, 5:8-6:7, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, saying, verse 35, thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the best of their might. They were known as archers, the Elamites. Verse 36, and to Elam I will bring the four winds, from the four borders of the sky, and I will scatter them toward all those winds. And there shall be no nation where that the dispersed 5080 of Elam shall not come. I'm going to scatter them all over the place. Verse 37. For I will cause to be dismayed, 2865, Elam, before their hated enemies and before those that seek their lives, and I will bring evil upon them. In other words, that's harm. My fierce anger, declares Yahweh, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. Verse 38. And I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from there the king and the officials, declares Yahweh. But it shall be in the latter days I will return the captivity of Elam. The Elamites, there will be a few left that could come home. And that ends chapter 49. So we did pretty good. We got 47, 48, and 49 in today. You can see exactly what's going on with Edom today, as it says in here. It translates to the future, too. Their financial empire is crumbling. Their hold on the people is tenuous. More and more people are waking up. The internet is alive with sites telling who they are, what they've done, the history of what they've done, what they have planned for the future. All their little plots are being exposed, and they are going ballistic. Absolutely full out, full court press nutso. Censoring, taking people's websites down. They've bought out... They own Google, they own YouTube, we don't know who owns TalkShoe, but they're causing servers, website providers, to get rid of people. They're bringing financial pressure on them. All kinds of rumors abounding out there. There's one out there now that Obama's going to take over and they're going to secede California and turn it over to Mexico. I mean, just it's getting weird out there on the internet. Don't believe everything you read, but don't disbelieve it either. There may be a grain of truth in there. Wise as a serpent, harmless as the dove, brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes and ears open. Don't take everything that you read as fact. Wait and see. Be very cautious. We try very, very hard here at EFR to counter the fake news. And unless we have really hard documentation of something, we don't present anything as facts. There's too much of that going on these days. Very, very precarious out there in the world as to all these hidden actions. A lot of the stuff is done in secret. They've been amassing Chinese troops and all this stuff. Nobody's showing up with photographs of this. Okay? Doesn't mean it isn't true. It just means it isn't documented. And I am not going to present anything as a fact until it is proven to me beyond a shadow of a doubt. We don't want to fall into the panic mode that the Jews are in and just start putting stuff out, because that puts us on the same level as them, and we surely don't want that. I stay with the scripture because the scripture tells us what is coming. The internet is a tool, like a hammer or a saw or a screwdriver. It's a tool to be used. You use the tool. The tool shouldn't use you. Don't take some of the stuff that's pretty wild on the internet and run with it, because you will develop a bad case of hoof in mouth disease. If you start spouting this, this is true, I saw it on the internet. That's the same thing as the Judeo-Christians. Well, I saw it on TV. They wouldn't lie, would they? There's a lot of guys that play games on the internet. And they have great fun with it. They think it's really funny to pull people's chains and get them to take off on a tangent. And they sit back and laugh. There are some very odd people out there. Be very wary. Be skeptical. That's all I can say. I want to take a break for a second. We have a beautiful calendar that EFR is offering. It is the calendar for 2017 for all the feast days according to Enoch's solar calendar. And it has beautiful artwork in it. And all the feast days are listed and all the Gregorian dates, so you don't get lost. We don't just have the Hebrew month names in there. We have regular. It's set up like a regular calendar, but they have the Hebrew days down in the little block below it. It tells you when all the feast days are, starting at sundown. And it's absolutely marvelous. I've got one, and I think it's just great. There, if you would send us a donation of $20 or more, because of all the printing, and that includes shipping, we'll ship. But it's a gorgeous calendar. It's not on cheap paper. It's very heavy duty. You can click the donate button on the EFR webpage and make sure you get calendar in that message. Give us a mailing address so we can send a calendar to you. We have them. They're printed. They're ready to go. We want everybody to get ready for the first big feast day here, beginning with Passover, that starts at sundown on April 2nd on Sunday. And then we have the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I will be at a gathering here in Kentucky during that time with the congregation that we have here. It'll give you all the correct days in a beautiful full-color calendar, and it's worth every penny. I guarantee you that. A lot of the stuff, we need donations to EFR because we have an operating budget that's getting out of control, and a few of us are bearing the burden out of our personal pocket. So, end of the hour, time to play the bumper music of Onward Christian Soldiers. I'll talk to you tomorrow when we get into chapter 50 of Jeremiah. Shalom Aleichem, may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus, go.